fiery horse with the speed of light, a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver. Let's go, big fella. I am Silver! Oi!
No one on the main street of the town of Hawksville saw anything unusual about the five horsemen who drew rein at the hitch rail in front of the bank. None of the townspeople knew that one of the riders was Bluff Logan, a notorious outlaw. The men with him were members of his gang.
Easy, boy.
As they dismounted, Logan said,
"You wait here, Slim. Keep watch."
Right.
All right, boys, let's go.
A few minutes after the four men entered the bank, Jane Coleman drove down the street in a light buckboard with her 12-year-old son. Their destination was the general store, but they never reached it. For suddenly gunfire roared in the bank. The door burst open and four men rushed out shooting.
All right, hit the saddle, boys. Clear out of town.
Steady, boy.
You're going fast. Get up.
The bank robbery. Get the sheriff.
Shoot the crooks.
Let them have it.
Bluff and his men were some distance away when the sheriff and his deputy rushed from their office and opened fire. The outlaws returned the fire with little expectation of hitting the lawmen. Their shots went wild. One grazed the scalp of Bob Coleman. Another struck his mother in the back. Late that night, Luke Coleman paced the floor in the living room of his small ranch house. He turned sharply as the doctor came from the bedroom.
Doc, how's Jeannie?
Luke, I was going to call you, but before I could, it was too late.
Too late?
1 minute she was sleeping, and the next, she was dead.
Dead? What, Jeannie, dead?
I've done all I can for Bob. He's resting quietly now, and I think he'll pull through.
My wife killed, and my son wounded.
The sheriff said the cashier recognized those killers. He claims Bluff Logan and his men robbed the bank.
Bluff Logan, huh? That's one killer I'll never forget. Any more than I'll forget Sheriff Jackson and his wild shooting.
You can't blame the sheriff, Luke. He was doing his duty.
Was it his duty to open fire when Jeannie and Bob were in the way?
Well, you You don't know that the sheriff shot them.
With so much lead flying around, who knows whether they were shot by lawmen or outlaws. But Logan will pay for that shooting. And so will the law.
Now, hold on, Luke. You'll not gain anything by
don't
doing...
worry, Doc. I'll not go gunning for Sheriff Jackson. But I'm not staying here where I'll have to look at him every day.
You're leaving town?
Yeah. As soon as Bob's out of danger, I'm clearing out.
But it'll be some time before he's able to travel.
I'll leave him here. Jenny's sister will be able to raise him better than I could.
Well, Luke, I'm sorry. I wish there was something I could do to help you.
There's nothing anyone can do, Doc. Except me.
What do you mean?
I have a score to settle with the law and an outlaw.
2 weeks later, Luke Coleman left town, and he never returned. In an effort to make the law pay for his wife's death, he turned outlaw. The sheriffs of more than a dozen southwestern communities were troubled by robbery after robbery, but Luke's trail never crossed Bluff Logan's. Several years passed, and Bob Coleman grew to manhood. After his aunt's death, Bob left town, too. He was riding south late one evening.
Come on, hit him, hit him!
When suddenly his horse stepped into a hole.
Hey, what the...
When the animal fell, Bob was thrown from the saddle. He struck his head on a rock and lay motionless. The Lone Ranger and Tonto were traveling south when they saw Bob lying at the side of the trail. They drew rein and dismounted.
Easy, Scott.
How is he, Tonto?
Blown head. Knock him unconscious. But him not hurt bad.
I'll see if he's carrying any identification.
Tracks showing thrown from horse. But horse run away.
Here's a name carved in the handle of his knife. Coleman. Bob Coleman.
Oh. You think him related to Luke Coleman?
I don't know.
We follow outlaw named Luke Coleman.
Yes. When Bob comes too, we'll ask him about Luke.
I'll need go and look for runaway horse, Kimasabi.
Good idea, Tonto. I'll wait for you here.
Shortly after Tonto left, Bob opened his eyes. He blinked and reached for his gun when he saw the Lone Ranger's mask.
Hey, there's no need to draw a gun.
The masked outlaw.
The mask doesn't mean I'm an outlaw.
It does, as far as I'm concerned. I don't have my badge yet, but...
Badge?
I'm on my way to Buckeye to take the sheriff's job.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, Bob.
So you know my name?
I saw the handle of your knife. Tell me, do you know a man named Luke Coleman?
He's my father. Why?
Your father?
That's right. I haven't seen him since I was 12 years old. He left town after Mom was killed and I was wounded.
Who shot you?
Bluff Logan and his gang. We were in front of the bank when they came out after pulling a robbery. They shot their way out of town and escaped.
Where was the sheriff?
He opened fire from the door of his office to try to stop him. Mom and I were caught in the middle of the shooting. I was wounded and she was killed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I've hated outlaws ever since. My dad blamed Sheriff Jackson for Mom's death. He left Hawksville after she was buried and never came back.
Did one of the sheriff's bullets hit your mother?
No. No, she was shot in the back. We were looking toward Logan and his gang when the sheriff opened fire behind our backs. I remember Mom turned toward the lawman just before she was hit. So it had to be an outlaw's bullet.
Does your father know that?
Yeah. By the time I remembered the facts, he'd already left town. I wrote and told him, but the letter might have been lost.
Where is he now?
I don't know. He used to send money to my aunt regularly, but he never stayed in one place long. I've lost track of him the last 5 years. Hey, the rider's coming this way. He's leading my horse.
It's my friend Tonto. He went to look for it.
So the critter ran away after that fall.
Oh, scout. Oh, fella. Oh, a fine horse, Kimasabi. Him not hurt, but plenty scared.
Oh, that's good news. I'm obliged to you for going after him.
Bob, will you be able to travel now?
Oh, sure. I'm all right, mister.
Then Tonto and I'll be on our way. Easy, steady, big
fella. Easy, Scott. Easy, fella.
We may meet again.
I hope so, mister.
Good luck in your new job.
Thanks.
Let's go, Tonto. Come on, Silly.
Come on, scout.
Less than a month after the Lone Ranger met Bob Coleman, the masked man sent a message to Marshal Hancock in Big Bend. The marshal read the telegram to his assistant, then sent for a young deputy named Hollis.
You sent for me, Marshal?
That's right, Hollis.
I'm sending you to meet a man who's been trailing Luke Coleman and his gang. I'll tell you how to find the man you're to work with. Identify yourself to him. He'll be waiting in a secluded camp.
A few minutes after Hollis left the office with his instructions, the marshal's assistant asked,
Marshal, why didn't you tell Hollis he's on his way to meet the Lone Ranger?
Well, I figure he's due for a surprise. Hollis is a good man, all right, but he needs seasoning. It'll do him good to work with that masked man. He'll learn a lot.
I don't know about that. Hollis isn't the kind who likes to work with anyone.
Early the next day, a man named Kino left Luke Coleman's hideout to buy supplies in the town of Buckeye. Before starting the return trip, Kino decided to stop in the cafe. There, he met an old friend named Bluff Logan.
Logan? Well, I almost didn't recognize you with that beard.
I grew it so as the law wouldn't recognize me, Kino.
What are you doing here?
Just drifting through town. But I'm glad I met you. You once asked if you could join my gang.
Yeah, and you turned me down.
I didn't need another man at the time. But right now, I need several good gunslingers.
What happened to your gang?
Trying to organize one now. Want to join me?
I'm working with Luke Coleman.
Never heard of him?
He's heard of you.
Oh.
You mentioned your name a couple of times.